Hey, yo, 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 what's happening? Welcome to the Rap Beats and Melodies podcast, breaking down the latest in rap and R&B. You got your host here, Stefan the Lethal Weapon, as I'm known on the streets. I got my man by my side, freaking OVO Jody, chairman of the Drizzy Defense Squad, and we don't accept no Drake slander around here, you hear me? Right across from us, we got our man, the freaking head analyst of toxic behavior, our man Ether Ernie in the evenings.
What's Gucci?
Oh, you know, my man, holding it down on the set.
Nah.
I demand respect. nah.
You speaking to the presidential candidate.
I know you like that fucking line, man.
I know he does.
He likes that he can
When I heard it, I thought of you. It feels funny.
Like Ernie probably popping off right now.
Oh yeah, this nigga probably getting off to this shit. He's like, oh yeah, nigga talk about me. Easy.
And sure enough, Hangman Herman leaving us hanging. Couldn't make it today. What a shame. But it's all good. We got some dope topics lined up for today. Before we get into them, some news that came up. So I believe Megan Thee Stallion won the Artist of the Year award for the BET Awards.
Over Da Baby and Lil Baby.
So, Lil Baby has a problem about that. His fans have a problem about that. What do y'all think about that whole situation?
Well, I think Megan Thee Stallion was obviously the most publicly out there.
Yeah, that's why. That's what that award is.
Especially after.
She's had a great
year. I wouldn't even say before that shit. She was still like, with that one song, Boozy Classic Ratchet, Badget.
Savage.
Yep, that one.
You were working your way there.
That you almost got it.
And then didn't she have another song with who?
I feel like she doesn't have enough work out there.
She definitely does. On the radio, that's a radio.
Yeah, you can have two songs on the radio
and you'll win that award.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but on a work level, I would say the baby and Lil Baby killing it.
Well, yeah, obviously, but sure. That just means so that their fans need to...
So I can see why a lot of people are pissed off.
Nah, those niggas that are pissed off need to go and vote, on BET and shit, so they can make a difference.
It's not based on votes. Shoot.
Megan's had a very
busy
year. Well,
isn't it based off votes?
Yeah,
how
bro,
do they do it then?
They control that shit, bro.
Well, I don't know that nigga. The fuck?
I don't know who the powers.
Because the baby has shit on the radio. Yeah. Like, that... If I'm the baby and I was, really cared about the award, I would be hot. Because this nigga has shit on the radio that was Roddy Ricch. That song, fucking
the baby song. What's it called? The box. Mm-hmm.
Shoot, don't tell him that.
I'm just play.
That's Roddy Ricch, though.
I know, but you don't remember that video where a fan came up.
Yeah,
to him,
when he was in the car, he pulled up in the window.
Rapper, what's your favorite song? I was like, you did the box, right?
That nigga put up his window.
Man,
he put his window up.
That's even better than the one time Mac Miller told a fan to walk up to Schoolboy Q and be like, "Hey, aren't you Kendrick Lamar's hype man?"
Dude, that shit was
and the
funny.
Fan's like, nah, he's going to get mad. He's like, no, he's not going to do nothing to you. Just go do it.
That shit was hilarious.
Yeah, it really
was. Oh, man. But hey, Megan Thee Stallion's had a very busy and successful year, and last year as well, even through all the drama between her ankles getting freaking shot at, allegedly.
It was a wrestle for the gun.
Shoot, who knows, man? Throughout this entire pandemic, dealing with her label troubles. Remember, her label was holding her back.
Oh, yeah.
And she made some strides in that case. I'm not sure where it lies right now, but I know she ended up getting
$10 more.
Whatever orders she wanted. I don't know if it was a restraining order or what.
Orders? What does that mean?
I think a restraining order or something like that or certain things. I don't know. Don't quote me, boy. I ain't said shit.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would give it to the baby if it were up to me, musically wise.
I think Megan deserves it, honestly. She gets down as fuck.
She deserves it.
I don't really listen to Megan Thee Stallion, to be honest.
I mean, it's a tough one because the baby is arguably, a lot of tabloids and journalists were calling him the hottest rapper of the year. Same thing with Lil Baby.
And so. I think the way they put out music, too, is rapid. It's boom, 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 boom. They just low-key getting shit off.
Mm-hmm. Just putting shit out.
Yeah, it's good. I like it. And the quality is good. The baby, he's always going off low-key. Lil Baby going off.
Always making hits.
Yeah, always.
Straight fire.
Shoot, since we're talking about the baby, we might as well get to our first topic. Kanye West, he dropped the remix to Nah Nah Nah.
Nah, nah, nah.
Featuring DaBaby and 2 Chainz. What were your guys' first impressions of the remix?
Peter. Heat. What you got to say, Charles?
DaBaby went off. 2 Chainz
you didn't,
went
you
off.
Didn't even get to hear the 2 Chainz part.
But I know he went off.
But 2 Chainz, he starts off with, if one more person calls me, ask me what's up with Ye. Like, he's pissed off. He's like, that's a grown-ass man. I don't control what he says or doesn't say.
I like 2 Chainz and DaBaby for sure. I like DaBaby's verse. It was dope. Definitely went off.
DaBaby definitely went off. Sounded like he had something to prove.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, yeah, bro. He's rapping with Kanye.
I don't even know. When he goes, what do you say? Like, Kanye?
Nah, nah, nah. DaBaby has the same flow. Ha, ha, ha. That part is pretty dope.
I know. That shit was funny.
Nah, DaBaby went off.
He did.
I feel like the remix is definitely better than the initial single.
Yeah, this should have been the original.
There wasn't supposed to be a remix in the first place.
Ooh, break it down, Ernie.
Because when he posted the snippets, he posted the baby verse right after. So I was like, cool, single track. We don't need a remix. It just needs to be one song, bro.
I agree with that.
Personally.
The remix should have been the original.
Five, 6 months passed. Then there's a remix where other artists hopped on it. Then that's
they could have took Kanye out of the song and it would have been
chill.
It would have been chill. Flamery.
You're speaking to the presidential candidate.
Flamery.
Overthrow. To the listeners out there, this is definitely worth a listen, especially if you're a fan of 2 Chainz or DaBaby.
Yeah, for sure.
They definitely add some flair to this track.
It's on YouTube too. It's on YouTube or SoundCloud.
So, like Eth Ernie says, this is a heater. Breaking it down, whether it's pure or not. Freaking, yeah, pretty dope track. Check that one out, people.
Straight.
Let's move on up to our next topic right quick.
Certified Lover Boy, January 2020.
The mic's
steaming, smoking.
Certified Lover Boy, January 2021. Who's that? Stop acting like you don't know.
Who's Certified Lover?
Certified Lover Boy.
Oh. I'll Google that later.
January 21?
Yes, sir.
Dang, it's just going to barely beat the freaking Eminem shirt I just ordered online. He just dropped a Marshall Mathers 20th anniversary drop of merch. Pretty freaking dope, yo.
I didn't even know. I didn't even see it.
I need to borrow that white t-shirt that you have. It says...
Which one?
Real Slim Shady.
It says Stan.
Oh, it says Stan.
That one's
shirt.
Pretty hard. That
I can probably wear that limited. As a side costume right now since I got the blonde going.
Oh, that's right. Imagine with the oversized white t-shirt and shit.
Yeah, just scribbling to Stan in the background.
That's right.
Dear Slim,
I wrote you. Please. We can put out a promo for Rap Beats and Melodies just like that on IG, bro.
Run it.
I can see it.
I can smell it.
Oh, cooking stuff up here, people. This is why you got to listen to see what we got going on. So on to the next topic. We got our girl, Dej Loaf. She's finally coming into full form. You know, she dropped the sequel to her 2014 mixtape, Sell Soul. And now it's an entire album, Sell Soul 2. An entire project. What were your guys' first impressions?
It was cool, honestly. It wasn't bad, for sure.
She sounds like Lil TJ in like the first beginning songs, like one through a minute, like no passes or some shit.
Lil TJ?
You don't think she sounds like Lil TJ a little bit?
I haven't really thought about that until now.
Like, just like here, listen. She sound like Lil TJ a little bit.
I can see that.
Hey, let me play some Lil TJ real quick. So we can.
Nah.
Nah, go ahead. It was good, though. I fuck with the little shit. You don't think so?
What?
You didn't think it was good?
No, I thought it actually was a pretty good album. And
Caught me off guard, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't even know she was doing anything.
I'm glad it's finally come out because there's been a holdup in her career. She had label issues. Throughout like the last three, more than that, like throughout the last like 5 or 6 years, you know, stopping her from releasing music at the rate she wants. This is a very similar situation that you see artists go through, whether it be SZA on TDE, you know, or whether it be Megan Thee Stallion.
Why people need to read on, the damn
what was
contract,
it, 300?
Hey, everybody on TDE, fuck.
I hope I'm not slandering TDE right now, because Top's got his own vision and plan for what everything should be on how the rollouts of his artist should be. But you know, the artists feel a different way sometimes.
Well, us as fans always want them to
boot camp,
fucking put everything out, you know, at a rapid time. But I feel it. I fuck with it. every time they do drop it, do like, you know, shock the world and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's some of the best shit that we heard.
Type of thing.
So yeah, Columbia Records was giving her some trouble these last couple years. But, you know, she finally cut ties with them last year, and now she's got this album out. And I feel like this is the album that, you know, she deserves to have out and represent her. You get a deeper feel of who Dej Loaf is on this record. And there's a lot of good tracks, I feel, especially on the second half of the album. It starts to pick up. A lot of great features.
Honestly,
like, some of my favorite tracks on this album are due to the features. Like the very soulful track with Black called Up.
Yeah, that song's dope.
That one's dope. I hear Black, you know, talking about deep, you know, freaking cuffing season stuff. You know what I mean? You hear him get real vulnerable and emotional in that verse. And she, Dej Loaf, she's so versatile. She has a great voice, which complements many other artists. She can hold her own on her own tracks, but I feel when she works with other people, you really see the best qualities of her come out as an artist.
Yeah, she could really vibe with people and shit and go off like people and shit. It's dope.
So another favorite track of mine on this, what I think is the best track on the entire album.
Let me guess.
That one with your
niggas. The Benny Butcher one.
Ooh, you're very close, because that Get Money track, which had Benny the Butcher, The Machine, and Boldy James, the Griselda Heavyweights. That track was really dope, and she really... She had some nice freaking singing on that track.
Hit me with the curveball.
The best track on this whole record is one called IDK.
I know.
With Sean Don.
Look, I missed that one.
IDK featuring Big Sean. Oh, man. They went off on that track, especially Big Sean. Dude, he's been killing it on his features lately.
You're a Big Sean fan lately, huh?
Low key, you've been on him, Janae, the whole movement of.
Because I owe Big Sean, because I used to.
He has a do it tatted right here on his wrist.
I got the Janae tat, you know, of Big Sean's face on my triceps and shit.
Hey.
I used to talk head about Big Sean because I thought he was weak when I was younger, when I was a teenager, because I just heard him on like certain singles or features, and he just sounded kind of corny to me.
I liked Finally Famous.
But I didn't know about that stuff. Like, imagine, like, just hearing him on certain singles, like radio
ass,
hits.
Ass.
Or like his verse on Cooler Than Me by Mike Posner. That verse is terrible.
Which one?
Cooler Than Me by Mike Posner. You think you're cooler than me.
Oh, that song was trash,
you got
bro.
Designer shades just to hide your face.
But do you like that song?
He's singing it pretty good.
That's a good song, but then Big Sean has a terrible verse on it. I'm just saying. But so, it took me a while to realize that Big Sean's a true king and talented MC and deserves my respect.
Sean Don.
So now I got to make up for it. And I really got to rally for Big Sean, because Big Sean's the truth. Wait. And he's the new king of Detroit. You hear me?
Flash the Big Sean tat.
Fucking.
He can't. It's too big. He has to take off his shirt. It's the D on his back.
Yeah, exactly. Shoot, Herman freaking has to break down on all that. But he left us hanging today.
Hangman Herman.
IDK on this album is definitely the best track on here.
Nah, I think the best track is No Ceilings with Gunna.
Oh, really?
That song is fire.
Hey, her and Gunna were having some fun on that track.
That song is gasoline.
The cool thing about Dej Loaf is not only does she have a great voice, but her style, it shares a lot of qualities with some of the modern artists of today. Mm-hmm. So she meshes extremely well with them on tracks, just like with Gunna.
Okay.
I fuck with it.
I see it.
So what about you guys? Are there any other, what about you, Ernie? Any favorite tracks on this record?
I for sure like the Gunna track, like he said. IDK was pretty dope. But I'm going to have to give it to the Benny the Butcher track.
Okay. I can see that, bro. Fucking.
But the Black song was pretty dope, too.
I can't remember what song it was, like, in the beginning. It was just her, but it was gas.
Maybe it was Queen or Cross That Line.
It was vibing.
I think it had to be Cross That Line or No Passes.
Freaking, she was talking her shit on this record.
Yeah.
Like
I
said.
It was dope. I like how it was, like, mainly her in the beginning, and then she got, like, her features, like, towards the end.
And then she had the features towards the end. I believe Rick Ross even made an appearance on this record.
Yes, sir.
You know, blessing it with the hustler mentality.
Rick Ross has been low-key doing it.
Yes,
he
has.
He's been killing his features low-key. Like, killed this one. Even in, you know, in the next one we're going to talk about, he killed that. Like, it's dope. He's been doing it. I fuck with Rick Ross. The Lemon Pepper Ross.
Ross. Eating his restaurant dry, Ross.
Nah, don't that nigga own fucking Wingstop?
Yeah,
shit?
He had a lot of complaints from employees that he would go in there and fucking eat everything.
Oh, damn. Nah, then he started cooking his own shit. He was like, sad ass little bro. No, skinny.
He used to pull up to fucking events and award shows with a double cup Wingstop.
Yep.
Oh man, imagine Rick Ross eating wings, just being like, oh.
That's probably why they still haven't changed the foam cups.
Fuck, that shit is crazy. Rick Ross is dope though. I fuck with him. Maybach music. I like his little movement and what he's about. I fuck with it.
Fairy tale life.
That's right. Shout out Dej Loaf for a great, I believe this is the debut album. So congratulations. A great display of your talents, and we're excited for what you got next. But, you know, take time and enjoy the success of this project. Everyone be sure to check it out. Dej Loaf's new album, Sell Soul 2. On to the next topic, we got Busta Rhymes, a legend in the rap game. He has just dropped Extinction Level Event 2, The Wrath of God.
In Bust We Trust.
And you know what? He hasn't released any music since, or he hasn't released a complete body of work since 2012. That was Year of the Dragon, which, you know, didn't get the best reviews. It was all right. A lot of mids on that record. This seems like a much more focused album.
Do that.
And release from him.
Album was a little long for most, but I thought it felt really short to me because it just flowed, especially with that Chris Rock.
Yeah, and I like the song. Throughout the song. Yeah, it was dope. I fucked with that.
And Bust We Trust.
It was a really long album. I'm sure Joey Badass is somewhere fuming.
Chill.
But this has
that old school sound to it a lot.
Definitely did. Boom Bap production is back, people. And rules the landscape for a lot of these tracks, even though you do get a lot of trap beats too here and there.
Yeah, back to Rick Ross. He has a track with Rick Ross. It's just Rick straight heat too, bro.
All his features are stupid. Damn, but
that, the one that caught me off guard was that fucking Michael Jackson sample with Kendrick Lamar. Look over your shoulder. Fire, bro. And, can't stop playing it.
That song is probably not only one of my favorite, if not... It's one of my favorites, but it's honestly probably the best record on the entire album.
Yeah.
That track is so heat.
Yeah, for sure.
Kendrick's verse is fire. He's going in on that stuff that the whole world needed that right now. We've been waiting on the Kendrick fucking album.
Kendrick. Something Kendrick, yeah.
But over that Michael Jackson sample,
that was pretty great.
I was not expecting that.
But he has shit on here from, I don't know, a lot of people. I think it was dope.
A lot of people, from Pete Rock to DJ Premier.
Q-Tip song, Don't Go. That song was gasoline. That's one of my favorite songs on the album.
Nas Premier sample.
Mm-hmm.
Whose world is this? It's mine.
He got that Bell Biv DeVoe sample. He got a lot of samples on here it's gas.
Everyone
on the features went Pete off. Rock.
Swizz Beatz.
Was he promoting this album release or was it something out of the blue?
I was watching the 85 South show and I can't remember if he talked about it or not. Because it was literally right around the time that he was going to drop this album, and he should be promoting it.
That shit was fucking fire.
Shit was gasoline. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. It opened up pretty crazy right off the jump with that verse, with that track with Rakim in it on the intro. You know, talking about the destruction of mankind, it almost sounded like, and the freaking degradation of society. Pretty crazy stuff. Rakim rapping about Judgment Day and whatnot. But then there's more lighthearted tracks on this record. Like one of my favorites was the one with Mariah Carey. I forget the name of that one.
That sounds like a super 90s song. It's
Yes, it does. I love the beat on
it's,
that.
It's Where I Belong, because it's him, her. And then it's it's kind of dope. I fucked with it. I definitely fucked with it.
It's a super throwback beat. Other great moments on this album are with old ODB. It was great hearing Old Dirty Bastard's voice on
Dude,
this.
I forgot
for
about
sure.
that track.
Or the
that
track was, Slow Flow.
That one caught me off guard, the ODB. I was like, ooh. Part of it was unreleased. Second part was from a verse from Raw, right?
I believe so, my man. The Return of the 36 Chambers.
I liked a lot of songs on here that he did by himself too, like Bop, like Boom. Oh no, is gas. Oh no, is gasoline.
It's dude, crazy that Boomf, he can still do
that. That beat like, is yeah, awesome on Boom.
Yep.
The beat that DJ Premier produced.
Rakim with that? It. The song Rakim and fucking P Rock, right?
The track True Indeed was produced by DJ Premier, and that beat is just some classic stuff. I could totally imagine that on a Gangstar album with Guru rhyming over that. The Purge. You had the Purge sample from the movie in that thing, like the siren sound, which was crazy to hear.
Yeah, he was definitely in his bag, I'll say.
And you know, above all this though, Busta Rhymes was really getting his shit off. He was rapping like, you know, he's gonna come like a savage. On certain tracks, I like that he slowed down his flow,
and so people can actually listen.
Yeah, exactly, because you know he can freaking rap like a speed demon sometimes. So, great album, definitely worth checking out. Extinction Level Event 2, The Wrath of God.
Not worth checking out.
You have to check it out, people. I know it's long, but like Ernie was telling me earlier, it feels really fast because a lot of these tracks,
they just mesh.
They like, just mesh, yeah. And they're super creative. Like, goddamn, he was the songwriting and beat switches on here, just musically, just very awesome.
I listened to it
great like ingenuity.
From one down, like, you know, not on shuffle and shit. And it felt like I didn't know when the tracks was ending.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Like, nice. It just felt like, and then you have, like, Chris Rock, like, doing that narration. So I'm like, damn, is this the beginning? Is this the end? And then,
Chris like, Rock was, like serving as the hype man throughout the entire album, explaining how Busta Rhymes is one of the baddest motherfuckers on the planet.
Yep.
And tonight, he's not one in which to be fucked with people. She he's a freaking rap of, heavyweight.
She reminded me of Blame Game and Chris Rock at the end of that. God, baby, I was seeing parts of Pussy Town I've never seen before.
Chris Rock's the shit, man. Shout out Chris Rock. And shout out Busta Rhymes. Great album. Go check it out, people. Let's move on now.
I'm going to buy the album.
To the next topic. I'm going to
buy the bootlegger.
Check this out. We got freaking Common with a new track featuring the God MC Black Thought.
New ass album, bro. That's on the album.
Oh, yeah, an entire album. But the one track we're going to focus on today is a track entitled Say Peace, which had Black Thought on it. And both of them just really went in on this track. A great song about revolution and power to the people.
I think the whole tape is about that.
That sounds about right.
The first song is dope. It's I forgot her name, but she's just really like going in. It's like some shit that everyone should really like check out and hear. Like it's a message that everyone should definitely get to listen to.
You checked out the whole album, OVO?
Yeah, low key.
Damn, we need to get on that.
Oh, it was dang, dope. Like, right, I fuck with right. it because I fuck with Common. Like, I like it. Like, even though it's like a, like I said, like a preaching like album and shit, but it's like, it's definitely dope. The beats are dope. Common has like a dope voice. And like, what he's saying is always cool and shit. His message is always like thorough. I fuck with it.
Definitely. I fuck with Common. He, like the way he carries himself. Very respectable dude. Yeah. Very talented individual, that's for sure. Whether it be in music or in acting.
Makes great diss tracks.
Freaking his diss track against Ice Cube, The Bitch in You. Oh my God.
I like the Drake diss the best. He went in on that.
Dang, you would bring that up, man.
He went in on that. It was after the Kobe Bryant, rest in peace. He was going through that divorce that never went through. Do you remember?
I remember.
Drake said something about Kobe's wife, and then Common went in on that.
Dang, I don't remember that. Actually,
Drake did say something about his wife, huh?
Yeah, and he started talking about Drake's mom. He started talking about Drake's dad. Fucking, it was bad, but the beat was hard. It was over Rick Ross track.
Damn, that's
crickets.
I don't even think Drake responded.
He said something about like
that's how probably the smartest thing.
He's heard that the greats are like throwing shots or something like that. But I mean, it is what it is. He said, I think Drake's line was something about you ain't with me shooting in the gym.
I don't know. I can't even recall.
I'll play it to you later.
Now, I know a song you're talking about. I just didn't know that was a fucking, because that's a whole ass song. Like, it's like this nigga with some other niggas. But it's, I didn't know that was a diss to Common, though.
What? You call him out.
Oh, bet.
I'll play it to you later.
I need to listen to it again because all I remember is like literally that line, oh, that song.
Shoot.
They want the women shooting in the gym.
You call them Canada Dry in the track.
Oh.
Canada Common
Dry.
Did, huh?
I love Canada
Fuck.
Dry.
Tell me why.
The end of that line with that is like, bitch, you Canada Dry.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck.
Hey, I gotta freaking check out Common's album though. Freaking
Common though.
I believe it's called, as it's written here, A Beautiful Revolution Part 1.
Yep.
Hey, it just came out today, huh?
Damn, ooh. You already got on that?
I'm off, dude. Well, I'm
they put
sleep.
It in the topic.
You don't work today?
Nah.
Nah, nah, nah.
Nah, nah, nah.
It's Friday.
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 Do what I want.
Yeah.
Drink what I want.
Ain't got no job.
Smoke what I want.
You ain't got shit to do.
What are shrooms? I'm about to eat them all up. No, I'm just playing.
Shrooms sound good right now.
They low key do.
Low key. With the Airhead Sour Tape.
That's open the up your to. Third eyes, people. You know.
I'll put them in a little blunt.
Okay.
Put them in a blunt. Okay.
I never done that.
That's you it,
smoke
bro.
Them in a blunt.
Yeah. And then I ate them. I ate like I had
you
like
ate
a,
the blunt.
No, nah, I had an eighth of these fucking shrooms, right? So.
Ooh, yeah, I'm fucking, story time.
I'm like, all right, bet. So I'm with my girlfriend, and we about to do them and shit. We with the other homie, and we like cruising to the spot. We about to go watch a UFC fight and shit at the homie house. Yeah, at the homie house, like all the homies is there. And me and my girl, we got like an eighth of shrooms, and then we just like took half. I took half, she took half, and we had like a little bit like left for like just putting the blunt and shit. So we put it in the blunt, we smoked it. Cause you know it takes a little bit of time. So we put it in the blunt, we smoked it. And it was fucking amazing, bro. Like everything was funny. Like, nigga, all I remember is like, all right, so there's like a big ass TV like right here. And then there's like, went to like a fight party and shit. There's like all these people like around us. And nigga, like and everything just was just so funny as shit, bro. Like this nigga's getting beat up, I'm laughing. I'm looking back, these niggas' faces are funny. I'm laughing, like. Everything Man. Is just so funny, bro. Like, it was amazing. Like, everything was dope.
That's crazy. I didn't know you could ingest psilocybin like that through smoking it. That's crazy.
What did
you
say?
Just threw a curveball.
Psilocybin.
He used the politically correct term.
Psilocybin's the mind-altering chemical in shrooms that makes people hallucinate and trip out.
I didn't even know that either. Maybe it was the shrooms. Like, maybe it did nothing, you know, but. That's just what I did. I don't know why. Like maybe
what do you
it
think?
Was just
like
the,
a freaking placebo effect.
Yeah, like maybe the shrooms just did it, and then like, but I'll love to just smoke some shrooms in a blunt and see like what happens, like without eating no shrooms or nothing. I think that would be dope.
Shroom tea is where it's at.
I know these niggas told me I need to get some shroom teas. I need to get some shrooms so we can make it.
Ever since I saw
you gotta brew
Midsummer,
it.
That one movie by Ari Aster.
What movie?
Midsummer.
It's a horror movie in which people go to like a Swedish
like a cult
freaking cult festival and they take shrooms
and they have this tea,
they have a horrible experience.
Yeah, it's bad, bro.
For real?
But
it's dope. It's a good movie.
I think it's dumb because
the movie was crazy,
they could have just left the entire time.
Well, yeah, that's how the cult is. You didn't see Family Guy?
They went through this
They're
weird
free
ass,
to leave at any time, right?
They went through like a crazy ass like dimension almost. Not to mention, but like, I don't know. It was weird because if you remember when they're driving up to the road, the camera just fucking switches upside down. The sign says something else all of a sudden, and they drive into that part of town, and then they have to go through the woods to get there. So, bro, they don't remember how the fuck to get back. Especially when they're sipping on that drink the whole time. They're sipping on that shroom tea like almost the whole entire time they're there at those dinners. That shit they keep toasting.
What did you watch it on Netflix or Hulu or Primetime?
It's on
Amazon.
I still
think it's kind
of Amazon
dumb.
Prime. Bam, I'm gonna watch it.
Bro, it's just creepy.
What's it called? Shroom Tea?
Wait, the movie?
Yeah,
it's called Midsummer.
Midsummer
with an O. Midsummer.
Midsummer. Midsummer.
Creepy dog. And the movie takes place in daytime the whole time.
Midsummer.
It's not at night.
No.
Oh, it's probably really good.
It's fucking creepy.
That's exactly because
like
what
it makes you feel
is,
almost
mid.
Like hey, it's Coachella vibes. Hell nah.
Oh, got it right here, man.
That's just creepy, dog. Creepy ass movie.
Not as creepy as some of the vibes on that Busta Rhymes album.
Creepier.
Damn, they got some really good. Well, I don't know about really good, but yeah, really good actors in here. Fuck it.
That homegirl with the brows, right? The blonde chick
with the brows.
They have like a lot of like sub actors in here, like niggas that was on movies and TV shows, but they wasn't the main character, but they had a big part in the show.
Yep.
of course, my horse.
Why do you keep saying that?
Now back to the album.
Cause that's freaking one of my quotes. So I don't know.
Of course, my horse.
What are you, a cop? What's all these questions?
Oh, my bad. I didn't grill you yet. I could have just been asking one question. And if I have 21, I'm 50 Cent. If I have more than 21, I'm a cop. If I have less than 21 or 21 exactly, I'm 50 Cent.
And if Joe Biden becomes president, he'll be 20 cents, he says.
Damn.
But he was just trolling. People, how are you going to let 50 Cent troll you? Come on. You know what he does.
You guys are going to vote and everything?
We got to, bro.
Freaking, damn, we got to fight the power, man.
Bad. Oh, you're going to vote?
We got to fight the power, man. Didn't you hear me?
So I'm going to assume that's a yes.
So, shout out, Common.
Raise your hand if you're going to vote.
I got to check out the album. On to the next topic.
He's not a citizen.
So.
Oh, because you're from Hawaii?
You fresh out the boat.
What?
You fresh out the
boat. Hawaii is a state. Like,
you fresh out the boat.
I'm just saying.
You're stupid. You're like, this is California. We're a blue state. Biden gets the vote no matter what.
Okay.
You know?
Facts.
There was some dude in Glendora when I was driving up here, because we're in Glendora, California. He had like a Trump, like, Trump, keep America great.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy, bro. I've never seen that before.
Never seen a Trump flag before and shit?
No, like out here, like.
Oh, you're in Glendora, bro. This is fucking Trump City.
This is Trump Dora?
Trump City.
Yeah, be careful walking around here and shit.
Oh, shit. Let me put red on then.
Spooky vibes.
Hey, but I got to check out that new Common album. Mm-hmm. And this was definitely a dope track
that we focused on
today.
Hopefully we'll break it down next week.
Say peace. Definitely check it out, people. You got two top elite lyricists, Common and Black Thought, on this shit. Holding it down with some dope, different production. Not, not technically boom bap, not technically trap, just some dope, like, different kind of shit.
But that's Common for you, though.
Yeah.
That's right. Those are Common beats, man.
Some good funk vibes mixed in there.
I fuck with it. I want to see Cuz do some movie shit or something like
that. Movies?
I want to see him act again, like, do something tight.
They just did that movie, Selma.
With that white girl, Charlie Theron?
Not sure.
I'm not sure either.
You be on the Nets, bro. You're supposed to know this.
I
know him and John Legend did the music for it.
This nigga should just do some.
Won some awards.
That was like years ago, though.
But I mean, like, that's still pretty recent.
It's been a while.
I mean, like,
it's been like a year.
He should do something with Netflix.
He should. Common
like a show?
So? Yeah, like a little show, like a series with him and. Let's see who else. Like all the actors that are rappers.
A detective or something?
Common was dope in Hell's on Wheels. He played a newly freed slave in that show.
Yeah, I was about to say.
You know, freaking trying to find his way in freaking a new freaking expanding America. It was a trippy show. You know, back in the day when they're building the Intercontinental Railroads, Common brought a big, he brought something special to the show, I felt. It was dope seeing him on there.
I don't like watching slave shows.
It's not like totally entirely based on that. It's just that is definitely a true aspect of life back then.
When you're talking about
post-Civil War times, you know what I mean?
For sure. I just don't like watching shit like that.
No, I could totally
personal
understand that.
You know, it's personal pressure. Personal preference on what you
like.
You
like Django?
Yeah, it was cool.
The movie was tight.
It's that nigger line.
The movie was tight, though.
Fucking. My man Leonardo was a freaking madman in that movie.
He was. It was dope. Jamie Foxx killed it.
Jamie Foxx killed it.
Samuel Jackson.
Killed it. As always,
what a legend.
He's like, why is everyone looking at us? They never seen a black man on a horse. That shit was funny.
That was
a drip fit that he ends up buying.
Shit.
The blue one.
Anyways, shout out Quentin Tarantino. Shout out Common. Good to see you, brother. On to the next topic. Freddie Gibbs has just dropped a new single.
Oh my God.
Featuring Big Sean.
This is gasoline. This is super replay value.
Nobody
people,
light a
this
match.
Is fire. This is a track entitled Four Things. And what'd you guys think of this thing right off the bat, man?
Gas. I want them to sell the merch that they fucking did for this. They had like some Laker jerseys.
Oh, the t-shirts?
Yeah, it was a jersey, bro.
The championship tee. Oh, they had a jersey?
Yeah, bro. That's what Sean Don and Freddie Gibbs.
Oh, shit. I didn't see that.
I just seen the t-shirts on the album.
Try to look that up, bro. That sounds hard. It was dope how they included that championship skit in the music video for this track. But they both go off in this track. Freaking Sean Don is like on a mission to prove that he's an elite MC. People tend to care more about his relationships and his rhyming ability for some reason. But yeah, man, this one's definitely worth checking out, people.
Fire for sure.
Four Things.
That's not
my name. Oh, I fucked up lyrics already. Freddie Gibbs is freaking on one
drug
too.
Bars as always.
Earlier this year, he dropped that project with the Alchemist Alfredo, and that was like one of my favorite projects of the year, to be honest. Like, some of my favorite projects this year so far would be Royce da 5'9"'s The Allegory and Timeout.
Dawn in the back.
88. Oh, the jersey, the Laker jersey says 88 on the front.
It has Sean Dawn in the back, not more.
That's a super dope, like, promotional merch to release. Well, what the hell was
that? Especially
with
none of them being from Los Angeles.
Yeah, none of them are.
Shit, Detroit in the house.
You got Indiana.
And Detroit shit. I'm trying to look at the one where it has, like, Sean Dawn on it.
Yeah, I'm pretty fire,
man.
He's
wearing it backwards, but yeah, it's
you
dope.
Keep calling
shit.
Me baby, but oh, that's not my name.
Some of my favorite projects of the year so far would include freaking The Allegory by Royce da 5'9", Freddie Gibbs's Alfredo, Conway the Machine's From a King to a God, and
still got
John Connor's SOS album.
Pray for Paris, really high up there still.
Ooh, dang. For me, it's in between. It's either, it would be Pray for Paris or Who Made the Sunshine, and I'd have to pick Pray for Paris, man. God damn, that was a fire record. Griselda's been on it this year. Freddie Gibbs has been on it this year. Hit Boy's had a great year. Sean Don, he's been killing it with these features lately. Like, this is the second feature today that we've broken down from him. He also featured on that track we broke down earlier on this podcast, IDK, on Dej Loaf's album.
What's Hit Boy?
Man.
Damn.
Great.
Damn, bro. Tomorrow's going to be very hectic.
Why? What's going on?
We got the mochas coming out. I got a secure 5 a.m. is the earliest.
I already know that.
All right. There you go, OVO.
Leather toe is going to be fucking creasy as a motherfucker.
Man, if you wear your shoes, you expect it. It's all good.
My fucking...
What shoes am I wearing today?
My shutter backboards don't crease nasty like that.
Because you have that, it's different.
It's different material, yeah. But I don't like that straight leather on the ones for some reason.
I fuck with them,
I get
bro.
That, those straight lines on the tips. I don't like that shit.
I love it, bro. The colorway is just nasty.
I wish it would have made the fucking, the toe suede too, but black. That would have been dope.
Nah, that leather black with that suede back is fire, man. I'm fucking with them heavy.
Or suede front, black leather in the back. I mean, the brown leather in the back. You get me? To eliminate creases, feel me?
I got a fucking hit, bro. What the fuck? Nigga, I'm up. I'm buying as many pairs as I can fucking buy.
Both you guys
are, they reselling
are some fly
like
guys
you had to get
yourselves,
a raffle
yo.
What's that?
The fuck, bro?
I said both you guys are just like West Side Gun. Y'all are like some fly gods in the making.
Two.
I got to hop on your guys' shoe game. I freaking... have a pitiful shoe game. I got busted up Vans.
Hey, there's levels, man. I have one pair of Vans I use for the gym. Like, you know, if I go.
I got to grab some nice Adidas. I got to grab some nice Pumas. I got to throw a couple of J's in there, a couple of 4s.
His face when you said Pumas was priceless.
No, Adidas.
Sir, please.
Puma straight. I have some Pumas.
Adidas is what made Nike fucking snap out of it because they were making some whack shit until Yeezy came out. Dead ass.
Ever since I was a little kid,
you're saying
I wanted some Reebok
Nike,
pump up shoes.
Yeezy, everything was trash.
No, I'm saying before Kanye, Adidas, their shoes that they were coming out with were pretty basic.
Oh, Adidas?
No, Nike. And then for Kanye West and Pharrell headed over to Adidas, started making these crazy ass designs. And then Nike finally started popping out some shit. For sure.
Dang, you're really rallying
for the
presidential
Air Max,
candidate.
The, before, Nike's Air Max game was weak. They just had those same three shoes. They would only put out the same three shoes.
What shoes are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Air Max 1s, the Air Max, what is it, 95s, and then there's one more Air Max. You know the one with the little lines that go around?
97s?
Yeah.
Or the 98s?
I'm thinking the 97s. It's just like multiple lines that go down.
I'm in 97s right now.
Yeah.
Those ones.
They, only have,
they just kept making those shoes but different colorways. It's like, bro, come up with a new design. And then finally they put out that shoe with the
well,
crazy
nigga, they have racers, they have Daybreaks, they have so much shit, bro. What are you talking about?
After post Yeezy, bro. This shit wasn't out before.
Bro, these are all mod. Like, Cortez was out. Fucking Air Force One was out.
I know that's all shoes that they already had, but they hadn't came up with anything new.
Well, what the fuck did Kanye do that was so new and shit?
The fucking Yeezy, bro. He has how many different styles?
A lot of those things are just ugly making as one fuck, though.
With different colorways?
I don't know, because what you're saying is basically what Kanye's eating.
But what I'm saying
is,
once Adidas popped off, Nike stepped their game up, and that's why Nike is in the place they are right now.
Okay, but if you really think about it, it's because what you just said is that Nike is just basically making different colorways of their shoes that are very popular, right? Yeezy is making colorways of shoes that are very popular.
Yeah, but it's all new designs is what I'm saying.
What do you mean they, like...
Like
that the, shoe there's 350, 700s.
Like what I'm saying
and
is...
And what? 350, 700s and what?
750s, and then you have 900s, and then you have regular 700s.
97s, 98s, 2000s.
Yeah, but that shoe already existed is what I'm saying, dog.
Okay, because how could Kanye exist if they...
What I'm saying is they created an entirely new... model.
All right, yeah, but if you really think about it, like Nike didn't have to do that because they already did that. They already did the same thing that Kanye did just before.
They did it first.
They did. When, if you think about the 80s or when these shoes came out, the 90s, like Nike was the first person doing that.
Yeah.
And now and in the 2010s.
They got comfortable and stayed in that.
Adidas is super comfortable right now with Yeezy, and they haven't released a new model in a minute. They just released the Al V2s or whatever.
What do you mean? He just dropped a fucking basketball shoe.
The Quant, nigga, that's been out for a minute, bro. And he just dropped a different colorway.
It hasn't been out for 10 years. What I'm saying is the designs are new, like they've never been seen before.
All right, so just like you said, Nike did the same thing after Yeezy did it, right? So they just jumped to another. So Nike did it twice and Yeezy did it once. Basically,
yeah.
Right?
Basically, what I'm saying is they stepped their game up after the fact.
Well, because they didn't have to step their game up because they were already ahead of the game. They were already ahead of the game, bro. Who was competing? Nike had to make a whole nother subdivision just to compete with Nike. They had to create Jordan to compete with Nike. It's Nike, Jordan, and then Adidas and Reebok and all them other niggas.
Yeah, those people are irrelevant. It's just Adidas.
Adidas
Nike.
Is barely relevant. Barely.
Not, bro. Adidas been around for years.
They barely got around because of your man, just like you said.
It's because they were stuck in sports. But once Fuji, Yamamoto, Pharrell, and Kanye West started designing for them, bro, their shit popped off. Man, that's fact.
I aspire to be like you gentlemen one day and up my shoe game.
That is fact, but Nike did all that shit first. Nike still has better collab. When someone collabs with Nike, it's more expensive than Adidas resale. It's way more hype than Adidas shit is.
Yeah, but the
most hype Adidas... When, the only thing Adidas has going for them is Kanye. Pharrell shit's on sale.
When they do...
A lot of his shit's on sale.
Not his HU stuff.
No, a lot of Pharrell shit is on sale, bro.
Yeah, bro, but
Not his HU shit. A lot of Pharrell shit is on
sale.
You're
talking about the human-made stuff.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about a lot of shit Pharrell does is on sale. That shit does not sell out like Kanye. The best thing Adidas has is that Yeezy.
And Y3. Can't forget about Y3.
You can't fuck it. That's straight in Japan or whatever.
No one can really afford Y3. Yeah, that's why no one really
wants it. That's designer Adidas.
But what I'm saying is, also, when Nike does collabs with artists, they just give them a fucking Jordan 1, Jordan 3, Jordan 4, and then they just change the colorway. That's all they're allowed to do as creatives.
Well...
Right,
go with someone else. You're cashing out more than you would make you. I'm just saying, like.
But do you get what I'm saying, though? In that sense,
get what you're saying because you're kind of contradicting yourself. Okay, everything that you're saying, Nike already did. Kanye is just emulating following the blueprint that Nike did. But okay, yeah, let's say that he did all that.
You're not understanding what I'm saying, bro.
I'm not. That's what I'm telling you to explain.
So when Nike does a collab with a rapper or an artist,
oh, it's the same, right? All right, bet. So what
they take. A shoe that they already have, and then they just change the colors.
But when Adidas does it with anybody besides Kanye, or let's say Pharrell too, let's say Pusha T, they gave him, and they didn't even name it his colorway. They called it the Call of Duty colorway, but that's faded. But yeah, Pusha T only doesn't have his own model. Who else is Adidas? Sean Don, if he does one. Snoop, if he does one. They only do superstars or models that are exactly to my point that you're contradicting yourself.
No, but. What I'm saying is Pharrell created a whole new shoe with that HU stuff. Y3.
He didn't with the HU Yamamoto, stuff. Those are already fucking models of Adidas, but yeah, I guess. He put the HU in the front.
The HU didn't exist before. And then
bro, the HU is off fucking Audi Boost or some shit. It's some Adidas shoe, and then they just put HU after it.
That came after.
Bro, all he did was take an Adidas shoe that already existed and change it a little bit, so, and then they called it the Pharrell shoe.
What Adidas does when they
like create the NMD, for example. Shoe?
Yeah.
Let's say that. The NMD, he didn't create the NMD.
He didn't. That came after.
So,
so when a rapper or an artist makes a collab shoe, like where they create the shoe, mm-hmm. they're then, Adidas is then allowed to make shoes that look just like that as like a basic shoe. Like you said, the like the tubulars and what's the NMDs, like they're using designs that was already made for that shoe and they make their own shoe and they sell it for like what, $1,800? Whereas these shoes, like that's why you have a lot of Adidas shoes that look like Yeezys.
I definitely understand what you're saying, but Nike is still number one.
Shit.
For sure. Nike is number one.
Man, you know what?
Yeah, Kanye didn't do shit for the game or nothing. If anything, you know what he did was create the reselling game.
But
that's what I'll give Kanye that.
Kanye West did rack in more money than any other artist with the shoe deal.
Because it's different, though. Like, it's different levels to the shoe deal. Like, Kanye is like, it's totally different.
Let's reel it in. Let's reel it in. Like, let's get on back to our last topic today. We're gonna break down.
Like, that's cheating. That's a cheat code.
Single.
He put in a cheat code to have his own fucking
from our man St. John. He's also Maul's homie from Joe Budden podcast.
That song was fucking badass. I saved that song.
A new song entitled "Sucks to Be You."
It's on my phone.
And this is from his upcoming album entitled "While the World Was Burning." And damn, man, this is a pretty good track. Pretty emotional little track from him. You know, with some kind of romantic lyrics in there, which plagues most R&B singers.
It was mainly romantic, but it was hard. Like, I didn't understand the title after because the song, like, was a bop. You get me? Mm-hmm. I was expecting a lot of hate in it type of thing.
That's a beautiful
voice. Did you feel
voice.
Any subliminal disses in it?
I don't know
who you would be dissing.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why, like, the title threw me off. And then I heard the song. I was like, this song slaps. Like, I feel like it should be called something else. But
maybe he didn't have a name. Fuck
yeah,
it.
Maybe.
Like,
you didn't make this shit. And the fucking art for the track was fucking dope too. Like the skeleton bride and groom riding away, fire in the back. What you think? Right?
Yeah, you right. No, I thought they was releasing the Freddy Krueger SB Dunks again, but they're the 98 Air Maxes. I was about to say, like, those damn. I clicked on them thinking they was SB.
You see?
Hey, those look pretty cool.
Yeah, they're straight.
They're
cool.
Still pretty cool.
Yeah, they're straight. But I thought they was SBs.
Do they have blood splatter on them?
Nah, I don't think so.
I think the blood splatter in the Dunks is only in the like the sole and in the inside, right?
Mm-hmm. But those is wet.
I wish they brought those back.
They need to start bringing like retro and SBs, I feel. Like, that would be dope as shit. Especially with the hype that they have around them right now.
Like, stop making these newer, whacker ones. Like, just bring back the throwbacks.
Yeah. But they're bringing back, like, regular SBs. I feel like those is dope, regular SBs. I mean, regular Dunks.
Hey, hopefully, we can go back to the fat shoes, baggy pants, hat.
I don't think I'm going to be able to get back on. I would get my pants to, like, just how I wear them now.
Not that baggy, but I'm saying, like, where it's baggy at the bottoms type of thing.
I don't know. I never really liked that. Like, you know how niggas would be, like, using those rubber bands to, like, get, to make, like, the cuff that joggers have now, basically.
For real.
Like, I'll be on that wave. I didn't really like that. The big bottoms.
I didn't have the rubber bands either. I always wore skinnies, but like I got them like an extra length so they would fucking get, like,
yeah, like the skinnies
bottom.
I'll have, like, I'll get like a 30
in middle school.
The rubber bands?
Yeah, man.
That's when I seen it. And then in high school, got the skinny jeans and shit.
I just thought it was funny that all the fools that were talking shit about the skinny jeans were wearing skinny jeans.
What happened,
you're talking shit in elementary?
And they got the tight ones on, too. Yeah, the ones hugging their legs. Like, that shit's hilarious.
Yeah, man. When the skinny jeans came out, that was a trip. Totally changed.
Like, that changed the whole world, bro.
It's all because of the fucking jerk era, bro. That's what happened.
The sagging skinny jeans.
You're a jerk.
Remember those niggas went to Sierra Vista?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, the new boys went to Sierra Vista, bro.
It's fucking crazy.
It was crazy.
Cali Swag
it
District
crazy.
Came to Northview.
For real?
Cali Swag
for
District?
For real?
Yeah, they did.
Damn.
Rest in peace to one of the MCs who were in that group.
But that's way better than the new boys.
Yeah, that's
right. That's fucking dope. They really went?
Yes, bro.
You seen them getting off, huh?
Yes, in the gym.
He was drinking his chocolate milk. Like,
they was in the gym, too?
They were in our little gym, yeah.
Fuck, bro, that's way better.
That's hot. They play in the quad of your spot or what?
Oh, like, that's all for their music video?
I think it was, yeah. One of our Northview cheerleaders
She smashed one of them?
Little Person was in the music video.
Oh, like, that she smacked one of them? That's
for
crazy.
Freaking Teach Me How to Dougie.
See what?
Yeah, she was.
Nigga, no!
Yes, that's her.
Oh, I watched that video back, bro. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Dougie was dope. I was telling people, I was a freshman in high school when that shit came out. Like, bro, it's the next thing. Like, nigga, we got a Dougie.
I know, for real. That shit's gonna RIP soon.
We gotta get it.
Bro, I was in Cabo when they played that song. I mean, the only other black dude that were in the fucking crowd just looked at each other and were like, how the fuck you do this shit again?
It got off. It got like, nigga, Dougie, it was
that
dope.
Show swag, bro.
It was like it just involved your arms more than like Jerkin did. Because Jerkin was more like leg movements and like you're just like, and then you hit the, I don't know, Jerkin was dope, bro. Like, I used to be a little jerker. Like, it was dope. I used to be in the front yard.
My friends still won't fucking let me live down that shit. Like, remember, you used to be a jerk. And I was like, shut the fuck up, yeah, already, dog. We all know already.
Those little olive dances and shit. Yeah, olive robe, be right there jerking.
I take the Dej Loaf approach. You know, we don't dance, we just wear jewels. You know what I'm saying?
It's a hot.
Okay.
But real quick, back to St. John. That project that he's dropping soon, While the World Was Burning, it's gonna have 12 tracks on it, and you can expect appearances from such artists as like A Boogie. He's gonna be on it.
It's just
Kanye
like it's
West, your man's gonna be on it.
A Boogie.
That album, that cover reminds me of some Yeezus shit.
Yeah.
You like A Boogie?
A Boogie's pretty good, actually.
You
I do
like his new shit or his old shit.
Is he still wearing
his old
hoodie?
Shit's better, but his new shit's alright.
Yeah, I want to hear that old A Boogie.
Like the Artist 2.0 was an okay, like project that he put out. But also Future's gonna be on it. Kehlani, Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah, so. Uzi's been on a lot of. I don't really fuck with Cuz. Like, I don't, that's a skip for me. Like, I don't even listen to it. But he's been on a lot of shit, and that's no disrespect to Lil Uzi. It just sounds a little weird.
I feel you. But yeah, guys, that was all the topics we had lined up for today. Has anything been hitting your guys' radars at all?
Old, but I've been listening to like Draco the Ruler. I don't even know why. That nigga and Pop Smoke, I don't even know why. But them niggas been getting off to me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Freaking
St. John, though.
Did you guys hear about NASA discovering water on the surface of the moon?
Oh, shit. No. What about Lil Wayne and that Trump picture?
How are you just going to skip over the water on the surface of the moon? You know what that could mean?
What? There's life up there?
It could mean Kid Cudi could have some company up there. Could be some life up there for the
maybe
man on the moon.
He left like a little smart water up there, and he fucking forgot to pick up this trash.
They said they found enough water, roughly equivalent to a 12-ounce bottle of water on the moon, in like a crater or some shit. That's crazy.
How is it not frozen?
So I don't know, man. I'm not a scientist. I just play one on a podcast.
Lies.
Lil Wayne with Trump though.
What was the picture?
Oh, you didn't see it?
No. He's with Trump?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, like, he went and had like a little talk and like kind of like gave him his vote or some shit. I don't know.
Interesting.
I'm trying to go to his post right now.
I wonder what type of legal deals he's getting him out of.
Shit, who knows? Nas is set to executive produce a weed documentary released by BET entitled Smoke. What were you going to say, Ovio?
I wish that would be with, like, Vice. So it could really be, like, some
shit.
Yeah, like, some real, like, weed shit. Some real, you know, like...
Not PG.
Get to it, you know? Like, real.
Well, we'll see. I don't know specifically what the documentary is going to, you know, detail about. But that should be dope, having Nas executive produce it and narrate it.
I think, yeah. I think
it's going to drop
dope.
November 18th. So be on the lookout for that, y'all. That should be cool.
This nigga Lil Wayne, he tweeted, just had a great meeting with Donald Trump, POTUS. Besides what he's done so far with criminal reform, the Platinum Plan is going to give the community real ownership. He listened to what we had to say today and assured he will and can get it done with this emoji. And then this is the picture.
Damn.
Okay.
Why Lil Wayne look like that? Huh? It's like a turtleneck.
What does it look like they dressed them there?
Yeah, like
put this on, man.
Like this nigga's a prop and shit.
For real, though.
I don't think this is the way, Weezy. I don't know.
I don't like this.
Really, this doesn't resonate or sit well with me personally.
Cut this shit. I'm just kidding.
Shoot, man. Freaking Weezy, man. He's not the only celebrity come out in support of Donald Trump recently. UFC fighter and bad motherfucker champion Jorge Masvidal just came out supporting freaking Trump.
They make over 400,000 or some shit.
Who?
Lil Wayne and all them niggas. So they're going to have to pay like 49 and 50% taxes or some shit. Or some shit like that, right?
What is it again?
It's the taxes law or some shit.
Owes taxes or what?
No. It's like if whoever gets elected president and had like their percentage of taxes on income that's being broken down. If I'm not mistaken, don't quote me on it because I think I was just reading the ballot or something.
Isn't that what 50 Cent was talking about?
Yeah, like the 400K. Yeah, like if you make over 400K, you're gonna have to pay like 49%. 49.something% in taxes.
Damn.
Don't quote me on that.
I did see that increase. Everything was significantly higher.
Yeah, that's why people was like, they're going to vote for Trump now and shit. But if you don't make over 400K, like,
it's not a problem, feel me?
Yeah, you feel me? And if you got, you know, broken out in your piggy bank, just keep it in there and just, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep it to yourself.
Keep it in the mattress. Keep it in the mattress.
But yeah, that's crazy. Man,
that is crazy.
So that's the only reason that I could see, like, fuck it. But I don't know. Like, I really don't know. I don't know what to think.
We'll have to see what the future has.
Everyone's entitled to their own vote, you know? Everyone's entitled to whatever they have to vote for, whatever they support.
I feel it. I have followed a lot of recent Trump supporters on IG.
Yeah, like, they crazy, man.
I'm just like...
I seen this one Trump supporter, like, knock out this other dude on Twitter.
Oh, like, shit.
Yeah, it was crazy. He just, like, low-key knocked him.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It was like, they was like in a gas station.
Yeah. That dude just talked shit the whole time and they finally just decked him.
He was just like, now. And the other dude, he was like, hey, man, you ain't got to do that. And then tried to defuse it, like, hope he didn't get knocked out and shit. Oh, fuck. That shit was crazy.
Man, in other news, Jay-Z is launching his own cannabis line.
That's dope. That's dope.
Just like Game has Trees by Game.
Al Harrington has Viola.
Or freaking Dr. Green Thumb by Be Real. So yeah, Jay-Z's getting into it.
Cookies.
That I don't know really if Jay-Z knows what's
That's
up with
the
weed.
The biggest one, I would say. Yeah. And I don't think you have to know what's up. You just have to endorse the brand. And then, you know, he has enough money to, you know, get a good one. Like, I would say Jay-Z should have the same quality as Cookies. As like burning.
He has the money. You just make sure, hope it's not just like fucking get rich quick.
Yeah, like.
Type of thing.
Because if he, I don't know. Like,
you're getting really expensive weed and it's like ass quality.
Yeah, I would really try and link with like the growers from Cookies and shit like that. Maybe like try and get them to grow some plants for me, you know, see what's cracking.
Shoot, his line's going to be called Monogram Friday. So interesting name. I don't know what that means or whatever.
What would you name your weed brand?
It would be called freaking Lethal Trees.
Sounds scary.
I don't know. Lethal Woods.
Mine would be Jody's Finest.
Jody's Finest.
Hey, I like that.
I've thought about it. And then it would be like Jody's Finest. And it would be like JF under it. So it would go like up and then like JF as the logo. And then boom, stamp that on everything.
I would try to rip the Giving Tree logo. Remember the book, The Giving Tree?
Oh, yeah. Like with
He's handing a little apple to the fucking little kid at the bottom.
Oh, fuck.
Instead of it's an apple, it's like a little nug.
Okay. My weed line would be called Promethagreen. Fire.
Fuck and all you guys are in like science labs.
Have like super good sauce and like weed drink and shit. Like, it would be next level. No trees. Only next level shit.
Promethagreen. All right. Pretty good. Also, Eminem announces a rap contest. So, interesting.
What, like battle rap or like that shit on BET?
I guess some 8 Mile type shit. I don't know. But according to a press release, the contest kicked off on last Tuesday, and will run through Friday, which I guess it ends today. The grand prize is a $3 million home studio setup.
What are they doing? Like, where is it at? Like, on streaming? YouTube, Twitter, Twitch?
I don't know. It's a rap contest dubbed Stamped, and Paul Rosenberg, Eminem's manager, is handling the execution of this event.
Okay.
Oh, man.
It's been going on, I guess, this past week.
You need to check it out.
Interesting. I know. I got to look more into that and see what's going on. I got to hit the nets.
Battle rap, too, this weekend on Halloween. Tay-Rock versus Murder Mook. B-Dawg versus Danny Myers.
Danny Myers, my boy. Gotta watch that one for sure.
Some other names on the card I just forgot, but yeah, I'm looking. I'm really excited. Caffeine, it's free. Go ahead and watch it. Caffeine, download the app, make an account.
Nice. October 31st. I've been seeing some cool caffeine like commercials and ads and stuff. Like
it's dope, man. It runs really well. Like I fuck with it, and it's dope because it's free. Like they're giving out free content. Like battle rap is dope.
Oh yeah, I gotta download the app for real.
Yeah, bro, you got a new phone? I see, like nigga, you know, download.
I'm gonna download it right now, even. But that's all the topics we have for today, y'all. We've been brought to you by Higher Passion Entertainment, y'all, where we believe passion is energy. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. We really appreciate it. And we don't do this alone. We have our boys over here at Productive Culture behind the boards helping us out, yo. If you guys got content or stuff you want to put out there, if you guys are creatives, they can help you with the audio engineering. They can help you with recording and putting out your own podcast and take care of all of that for you. Just visit productiveculture.com/podcast. Tell them Higher Passion Entertainment sent you and you'll get a referral discount off your first session. Hey. So this has been the Rap Beats and Melodies podcast. Yours truly, Stefan the Lethal Weapon, signing out.
OVO Jody.
And Ether Ernie in the evenings. Transmissioning away. Peace out, people. Booyah.